Meditation for people who can't sit still, the commute edition, which is basically for me. Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. Today, we are trying something different. If you have ever tried to meditate on your commute and found it impossible because your brain is buzzing, or you're terrified of zoning out whilst driving, this episode is specially designed for you. Today, we are breaking the biggest rule of meditation. We are not going to empty your mind, and we are certainly not closing our eyes. Instead, we are going to use the chaos of your commute to sharpen your focus and calm your nervous system through active alertness. Now, before we begin, if you are driving, your eyes must remain open and focused on the road at all times. Your safety and the safety of others is our primary meditation today. If you are on public transport, feel free to soften your gaze, but stay aware of your surroundings. Let's begin. Phase 1. Tactile grounding. The anchor. We aren't trying to escape where you are. We are trying to be fully here. Start with your body. If you're driving, I want you to become hyper aware of your hands on the steering wheel. Don't just hold it, feel it. Is the material cool or warm under your palms? Are you gripping it tightly? Let's use that grip. On an in-breath, squeeze the wheel firmly for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. And on the out-breath, release that grip back to normal. Feel safe. Hold it. Feel the tension leave your forearms. If you're on a train or a bus, press your feet firmly into the floor. Feel the vibration of the vehicle moving beneath you. That hum isn't an annoying noise, it's a grounding frequency. Feel it traveling up through your shoes, into your legs. You are solid. You are anchored right here. Phase 2. Visual engagement. Right, now let's engage your eyes. Remember, drivers, keep scanning the road for safety. Anxiety loves to look inward. It loves to replay yesterday's arguments or worry. And it loves to replay all the things about tomorrow's meetings. We are going to pull your brain outward. We're going to play a game of active scanning. Right now, as you move, I want you to find the color red in your environment. Scan the road, a brake light ahead of you, a stop sign, someone's jacket on the sidewalk. Lock into that red color for just a moment and acknowledge it. Good. Now let's switch. Find the color blue. Scan the horizons, the sky, a painted sign, a passing truck. Find the blue. Notice how quickly your brain snapped to attention when I gave you a specific target. You aren't zoning in anxiety. You are hyper-present. Keep your eyes moving, smoothly scanning. You are the observer. You are alert, but you are calm. Maybe try another color of your choice, or play the game that me and my friends do of spotting yellow cars. What can you see that is yellow? Scan your environment, and if you want, go back, feel the steering wheel, sense your feet planted on the floor of the bus or the train. Become aware of your surroundings, the movement on your body. The hardest part of the commute isn't the moving, it's the stopping, the traffic jams, the red lights, the delays between stations. This is where impatience usually boils over, but we are going to reframe that right now. Here is your new rule for this commute. Every stop is a reset button. When you see brake lights ahead, or the train slows down for a station, this is not an interruption. This is a signal I have placed there just for you. It's a signal to drop your shoulders. Try it now. Even if you are moving, allow your shoulders to drop a few inches away from your ears. Unclench your jaw. See the world around you. Become aware of the small miracles that surround each and every one of us every day. A weed with a flower growing in the cracks of the sidewalk. Enjoy the stop. The next time you have to stop, use that 30 seconds to exhale longer than you inhale. The stop is your permission to stop and breathe. Use it. It is a gift. Let's take a status check on your body now. Notice your grip on the wheel or your posture in your seat. Is it just a little bit looser than when we started? You just successfully navigated a high stimulation environment without letting it overwhelm you. You didn't need silence to find calm. You created calm in the middle of the noise. As you arrive at your destination today, when you put the car in the car park or stand up to leave the train or bus, take one final deep breath of transition and be mindful of this new way of thinking, feeling and reacting, where you bring calm to the chaos of the world around you. You are not the same person who left the house 10 minutes ago. You are sharper, you are grounded, and you are ready for today. And throughout the rest of the day, if you feel anxiety, if you feel the noise of the world around you building up, take time. Notice a color. Feel the temperature of the air against the skin on your face. Ground yourself. Feel your heartbeat and breath. And truly love all that you are. Have a beautiful day, my friend. Thank you for connecting with me today. I'm Martin, clinical hypnotherapist, creator of Calming Anxiety. And my goal in life is that you find your best life. I ask for nothing in return but your happiness. Smile often, positive thoughts whenever you can, and to your beautiful self, be kind.